This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 52 for the week of February 10th, 2020. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Jason Keyes. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make LPS the inspiring place that it is. Today, we'll listen to a couple performances from this year's African American Read-In event held at LPS District Office. You'll hear a North Star High School student perform the song Lift Every Voice and Sing, and a group of students from Belmont Elementary School read parts of the poem The Undefeated by Kwame Alexander. But first, let's see what's making news on LPS.org. If you like what you hear from the African American Read-In, you can watch a video of the full event and check out some photos, too. High schools recently held their annual service learning fairs, where students have the opportunity to connect in person with local nonprofit organizations. It can be an important first step for students who need to fulfill the 20 volunteer hours required as part of the government and politics course. But it's about more than meeting a graduation requirement. It's also a way for them to connect with the Lincoln community. Union College honored LPS with its annual Community Partnership Award on Tuesday during an event at the college. The award recognizes Lincoln businesses, foundations, and organizations that play an integral part in creating a personal, student-focused community that empowers Union College students for a lifetime of learning, service, and leadership. Many 7th graders at SCO Middle School have been reading the book Ghost Boys this year. It tells the story of Jerome, a 12-year-old African-American boy killed by a white police officer after displaying what turns out to be a toy gun. The book grapples with tough questions and pushes readers to examine their biases. Last week, SCO 7th graders gathered for an assembly and heard from a current Lincoln Police Department officer and a retired LPD captain, both of whom read the book and talked about how it relates to their lives. And remember, you can find all of this and much more on any one of our social media platforms.
Here's some things going on in the coming days here at Lincoln Public Schools. Saturday, February 8th, we have the Southwest Showdown Show Choir Contest at Lincoln Southwest.
Ooh, that's a mouthful.
Yes, it is. Brought to you by Dr. Seuss. And then 9 a.m. Wrestling, Lincoln High Invitational is featuring Southeast and Southwest along with Papillion La Vista South. And again, that's at Lincoln High. Then we're going to jump to Tuesday, the 11th at 7 p.m. There is the Lincoln East Orchestra Cadenza Concert. Thursday, the 13th, we have district musicians that will be participating in the Wesleyan Honors Festival through the 15th. Of course, that's over at Wesleyan University. Swimming and diving, we have the Heartland Athletic Conference Swimming and Diving Championships, and that is going on for a couple days. 7 p.m., Night of Nights Variety Show. Over 60 years this has been going on at Southeast, and they'll be having singing, dancing, light shows, comedy, short plays, rock bands, and skits. And then 7:30 p.m. Thursday, girls basketball Southeast at Lincoln High. Then Friday, it's Valentine's Day, and we have swimming and diving. Again, the Heartland Athletic Conference Championships. 5:45 girls basketball Southwest at East High. 7 p.m. East High Theater Cabaret, a tribute to theater. 7 p.m. we have again the Night of Nights at Southeast, and then finishing up that evening, 7:30 p.m. boys basketball Southwest at East High. And you can catch all of our calendars at lps.org/podcast.
Now it's time to listen to a couple of the amazing performances from the recent African American Read-In event.
Lift every voice and sing, till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling seas. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day, be us march on to victory as one. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name's Omar, and I'm a fifth grade Belmont Track scholar. Introduced to you, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Please give a round of applause.
Well, I don't know what will happen now. We got some difficult days ahead, but it doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we, as a people, will get to the promised land.
This is for the unforgettable, like the words spoken by late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in support of the striking sanitation workers in Memphis, Tennessee on April 3rd, 1968, the day before he was assassinated.
This is for the unafraid, like the Moses of her people, Harriet Tubman, whose walk kept going and freed 300, yes, 300 slaves along the Underground Railroad.
If you hear the dogs, keep going. If you see the torches in the woods, keep going. If you hear shouting after you, keep going. Don't ever stop. Keep going. If you want a taste of freedom, keep going.
This is for the undefeated, like Muhammad Ali, a world heavyweight boxing champion, social activist, gold medalist, and one of the greatest athletes of the 20th century.
I'm the greatest. I said that before I knew I was.
Full of like a butterfly, sting like a bee. His hands can't hit what his eyes can't see.
I'm young, I'm handsome, I'm fast. I can't possibly be beat.
We, the fifth grade Belmont Track Scholars, stand before you, undefeated, and share this letter to end for black, brown, white, and all of America. Our walk speaks to the grit, passion, and perseverance of our greatest artists, athletes, activists, and scholars. To the dreamers like all Belmont Track Scholars. To the strength and bravery of everyday people caught in the web of history. It is the words and walks of our most celebrated and hidden figures of the not-so-distant past that underlines the endurance and spirit of those surviving, and yeah, thriving in the present. Based on a poem by Kwame Alexander and picture book illustrated by Kadar Nelson, the fifth grade Belmont Track Scholars share a story of effort, kindness, and love.
This is for the unforgettable,
the swift and sweet ones. Like 1968, Mexico City, Summer Olympians, John Carlos and Tommy Smith, who hold history and open a world of possibilities.
We walked to the Olympic podium, shoeless, carrying our sneakers, wearing black socks and one black leather glove each. As the national anthem began to play and the flags rose, we bowed our heads and raised our black gloved fist into the air in a symbol of unity.
The ones who survived America, my enemies necessary.
Like Henry Box Brown, who after his wife and children were sold and shipped away to another state, resolved to escape slavery by any means necessary. His desperate plan in 1849 was to ship himself from Richmond to Philadelphia in a wooden crate.
This is for the undeniable, the ones who scored with chains in one hand and faith in the other, but still sang when times got tough for justice and freedom.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
This is for the unflappable, the sophisticated ones, who box adversity and tackle vision,
like the Galveston Giant, Jack Johnson, the first African-American world heavyweight boxing champion, who despite facing racist press during the Jim Crow era, he successfully defended the title 17 times.
This is for the ones who shined their light for the world to see and didn't stop till the break of dawn.
Like the more than 1,000 scholars who on May 2nd, 1963, who ditched classes to march for justice.
We braved arrest, fire hoses, and police dogs, and brought segregation to its knees.
In groups of 50, children singing freedom songs marched out of 16th Street Baptist Church, two by two, when each group is arrested, another takes its place.
Local police and fire departments blasted us with iron pressure fire hoses, beat us with billy clubs, and unleashed police dogs. Despite the violence, we, the children, walk together.
This is for the unafraid,
the audacious ones who carried the red, white, and wary blues on the battlefield to save an imperfect union, like John Brown Jr., a Navajo code talker, who a fellow Native Americans proved to be unbreakable.
Yes, we need to walk together. Why? Because like King said, there is no noise as powerful as the marching feet of a determined people. Tell him, Dr. King.
Today, I want to tell the city of Lincoln.
Tell them, doctor.
Today, I want to say to the state of Nebraska. Today, I want to say to the people of America and nations of the world that we are not about to turn around. We are on the move now. Yes, we are on the move. And no wave of racism can stop us. We are on the move now. We are on the move now. We are moving to the land of freedom.
Yes, sir.
Like the righteous marching ones who say, we shall not be moved.
We shall not be, we shall not be moved. We shall not be, we shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved.
Yeah, we won't be moved. Like John Lewis, president of SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, who on Sunday, March 7th, got in good trouble, marching from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, crossing the Edmund Pettus Bridge, to dramatize to the nation and to the world that black people wanted to register to vote to participate in the democratic process.
Some may say we're up to no good, but I would say this was necessary trouble. And every so often, when you see something that is not right, not fair, not just, you have to say no, no.
This is for the unspeakable.
Like those who came aboard on a 1619 ship that appeared on the horizon near Point Comfort, Virginia. It carried more than 20 enslaved Africans who were sold as slaves. 400 some years later, on the anniversary of this fateful moment, it is finally time to be the voice for those who can no longer speak.
This is for the unspeakable.
Like 14-year-old Addie Mae Collins,
11-year-old Denise McNair,
14-year-old Carol Robertson, and 14-year-old Cynthia Wesley,
who like us, had hopes and dreams, but lost our voices September 15th, 1963, by a bomb blast during their church service, 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama.
This is for the unspeakable.
Like 14-year-old Emmett Till, August 28th, 1955. Trayvon Benjamin Martin, February 26th, 2012. And 22-year-old Stephen Clark, March 18th, 2019.
If these cruel and tragic events can only awaken that city and state, If they can only awaken this entire nation to a realization of the fully racial injustice, hatred, and violence, then it is not too late for all concerned to unite in steps toward peaceful progress before more lives are lost.
This is for the unbelievable, the wee real cool ones.
This is for the underdogs and the uncertain. Tell them, Marcus Garvey.
If you have no confidence in self, then you are twice defeated in the race of life. Let me repeat myself. If you have no confidence in self, then you are twice defeated in the race of life.
This is for the unspoken, but no longer hidden or entitled.
The Katherine Johnsons, the Dorothy Vaughns, and the Mary Jacksons, three African-American women who are no longer hidden figures.
This is for the undefeated.
This is for those who will walk together with us.
When I say walk, you say together.
Walk together. Walk together.
When I say walk, you say together.
Walk together. Walk together.
When I say walk, you say together.
Walk together. Walk together.
If you'd like to see these performances and more live and in person, another African American read-in will be held February 20th, noon to 1 p.m. at the Isley Branch Library near 14th and Superior.
It's a fantastic event. So many folks sharing their favorite literature, and really get down there if you can. If there's anything you've heard today you'd like to learn more about, there's links to everything along with links to our full calendars at lps.org/podcast. Also, if you'd like to subscribe and get notified each week when we put up a new episode, you can find us on your favorite podcast service. Links to all those are also at lps.org/podcast. And that is all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us here at Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.